Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. As Congress returns from its week-long recess, healthcare matters return to Capitol Hill. Will the House and Senate resolve their differences over how to pay for a repeal of the 1099 requirement in the health law? What role will healthcare play in the ongoing debate over funding the federal government? With me today to discuss those matters and more is David Nather of Political Pro. Thanks, David, for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Now, as we know, with Congress back in town, they're going to resume debate on the repeal of the 1099, this provision in the health law that says any business that buys over $600 of goods and services from a vendor has to give the IRS a 1099.
Right.
Could you recap for us the differences between the House and the Senate, how they would repeal the bill, how they would pay for it, and where lawmakers might find compromise?
Well, the big issue is just how do you pay for it, because you lose some revenue by doing that. The Senate had passed a version that just said, you know, there's some unspent money that the Office of Management and Budget has found, and that's what they'll use to pay for it. House Republicans didn't like that way of doing it, so they came up with a different way, which basically says anybody who is kind of right at the margins of having income too high to qualify for the subsidies, they would have to pay back a lot more of the subsidies and more quickly, and so that's how they get the extra money. Well, Democrats don't really like that way of paying for it, but that's what the House bill says. So, you know, the issue is that they have to find one identical bill. Both chambers have to pass it in order for it to get to President Obama's desk to sign. So right now the Senate's kind of fighting over, well, which version is it going to be? The Republicans would rather just take the House bill, pass it, and be done with it. The Senate Democrats don't really like the way of getting the money from the subsidies, because they think it's just like it's too steep, it's too quick a cutoff, and it's not fair. But they haven't really been able to agree among themselves about a better way to do it that would get enough votes to defeat the House version. So they may end up just voting on the House version instead.
This is so interesting to me. You have Democrats don't like the 1099. Republicans don't like the 1099. President Obama wants to repeal it. But why does it seems to take so long to do this?
Well, that's the whole question, isn't it? You know, if this is, you know, this is supposed to be one of the easiest fixes to make, because everybody agrees that it ought to be done. So if they can't do this quickly, you know, what are the odds of being able to sort of fix bigger parts of the healthcare law if they don't work out right? Well, you know, this just seems to be a classic issue of partisan divide, Senate-House divide right now, because the Senate is in control of the Democrats, the House is in control of the Republicans. And there's just not enough talking going on between the two chambers to kind of say, you know, look, we agree on the goal. Why do we have to make the means so hard? They'll come to a conclusion one way or another, probably within the next month or two, but boy, they've just managed to make this so much harder than it had to be.
Yeah, we'll stay tuned on that one then. Let's turn and look at the continuing resolution, or as we call it in Washington, the CR. The current CR expires on April the 8th. And so over the next 2 weeks, what role will healthcare funding play in this debate?
Well, it'll probably come up right toward the end of the talks. What they're doing right now is they're trying to get an agreement on one continuing resolution to fund the government for the rest of the year. That would be after this current temporary spending bill runs out. What they have to decide is will the final version have any of the riders that House Republicans want to cut off funding for the healthcare law? The version that the House passed had like 9 different riders to block funding for the healthcare law in one way or another. Senate Democrats, of course, are saying no way to that, and they're insisting that, you know, the final spending bill shouldn't have any riders because, you know, an appropriations bill just shouldn't have them. But, you know, that's really not going to cut it with a lot of the House Republicans who are trying to block the healthcare law in any way they can. And already, you know, one of the most vocal advocates of defunding, a guy named Steve King from Iowa, is saying, you know what, it's got to be in there. It doesn't matter if you give us a different vote on defunding on like a separate vehicle. He says it's got to be on this one because this is where the House has most of its leverage. If we give up our leverage, then that's just as good as saying it's not going to happen.
Right. So the House Republicans are really going to be pushing for this as part of this final continuing resolution package for the rest of the fiscal year.
Yeah. Well, the Republican leadership is going to be kind of pushed into pushing for this. I mean, you know, Speaker John Boehner has a very practical side to him. You know, people forget that he's been a legislator as well. He's been a committee chairman. He does know how to work with both parties and both chambers to come to a successful conclusion. But he's got a caucus full of hardline conservatives and freshmen, especially, who were elected to office on the pledge of blocking the healthcare law, repealing it, or defunding, or whatever. So he's going to be under a lot of pressure not to give up too much. If he wants to give up all the riders, he's going to have to find something else to make the conservatives and the freshmen happy, some other separate vehicle. And right now, it's really hard to find what that would be.
Well, thank you very much, David Nather, for bringing us up to date. Again, David Nather of Politico Pro.
Thank you.